There's no words to go with this interview. It's the perfect performance from the players, and they've executed the game plan to perfection. No mini mistakes. We totally dominated the game. We got a lot of respect for Walsall, but you know, over 90 minutes, I think that was a great reflection of the capabilities of the squad that we've got.
It must have pleased you the way you started, because literally from the kickoff, Hendo could have scored within 10 seconds.
Yeah, I thought it was a great effort, but that set the tone. We was on the front foot. You know, they're very good with the ball. They managed the ball and the game very well, but I thought we equally matched that today. And I thought that we had more. We dominated goal scoring opportunities. Maybe once or twice during the game, they dominated possession. But for me, I was really pleased with our game plan and the way that we created opportunities.
Calvin Andrew doesn't always get the goals, yeah. But today, two goals, took them excellently as well.
He was superb. He led the line superbly as a target man, mobile target man, and he got his goals. You ask him to be between the sticks, you know, in the third phase, which is obviously in the defensive third, and he did it superbly today. Because I don't think we're ever going to get the perfect performance like that again, but a similar performance should see us home, secure our safety, and then let's see where we go with that.
You move on now to two home games back at Dow. The chances are now, you know, within a couple of weeks, all being well, a couple of wins, and you could be pushing towards the playoff positions.
Yeah, we could be. You know, it's important that we don't get too carried away. We're ambitious. We want to try and, you know, complete the second half of the season as perfect as we possibly can. We want to improve on the first half of the season. And it's a possibility. It's not a probability when you look at the big fish that are swimming in League One. But it's our ambition to try and get there. You know, we want to try and avoid getting involved in a relegation fight with performances and points like that. You know, that's a good sign that we won't. You know, but equally so, we've got one eye on the teams above us, and let's start trying to, you know, catch the teams above us and start counting down them teams who are above us and trying to overtake them in the league.
Halfway through the season, would you say you're in the position that you wanted to be at this point?
Not want to be, expected to be. If anything, we have, again, got the points that we fully deserve. We're ambitious. Did we want to be in the top six? 100%. Realistically, was it sustainable to be in there? No. But again, January is going to be an exciting month for everybody in League One, but we've got to hold our nerve and go with what we've got. If I can add one or two that might freshen it up, then I'll do that. But I do believe that we've got good players coming back from injury. Jamie Allen, Ruben Noble, Lazarus, Joel Rafferty. And I think we've got a good squad in the making. And I want to try and reflect the continuity and success that a team and a football club like Walsall have.
You just mentioned about the transfer window. Should we expect some comings and goings during that during the January month?
No, if players want to leave, then they have to come and see me, and we'll have that communication. But I don't sense anybody wanting to leave. There's always frustration where players aren't playing on a regular basis, but the team's more important than the individual, and we've got a good team spirit. So I don't expect anybody to leave unless, you know, there's a necessity for it. And at this moment in time, I'm happy with the squad.